What's up,
Right.
everybody? Welcome to Midweek. I'm Caleb. This is Julia, my future wife. Excited to say that. We also have Sonia. We got Chrissy. We got Rachel in the background listening live. But we're very excited to be speaking on this topic because we love this topic. We need this topic,
Yeah.
Or else we would not be Julia. I'll tell you that. But we're going to do things a little differently tonight. We're going to have a shorter lesson, and then we're going to have some interactive time together where we're going to test your wisdom. All right. So that's going to be fun. But for our lesson, we're going to answer these three questions. And I'm going to share my screen really quick. Hold on. But if I can find it. Let me see this. That is not it. Sorry, guys.
Minor technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. It's all good, though.
There we go.
All right. Boom. All right. You guys can see that? Cool. All right. So we're going to be answering these three questions today. What is wisdom? Why should we grow in wisdom? And how can we grow in wisdom? And so we're going to start off with this first question. What is wisdom? And I think the best way to describe it is to first differentiate between wisdom and knowledge. All right. Because knowledge is just information and insight gathered over time through the study of scriptures. Right. It's just information, retaining information. But wisdom, the Greek word for wisdom is chokmah. Right. And that really just means applied knowledge. So it's not just knowing, it's applying it, right? It's the appropriate application of knowledge, right? When you get older, you don't just grow wiser because you learn more, right? You grow wiser because you know how to get through different experiences. You know how to apply that knowledge. And so that's what wisdom is. It's not really law. It's not prophecy. It's really just how to apply the knowledge you get from the scriptures. And what really helps me to picture wisdom is going to Proverbs. That's one of the books of wisdom in the Bible. Going to Proverbs chapter 1, and we're going to read there in a second. So if you guys want to turn there to Proverbs chapter 1. But imagine wisdom is personified as a woman making a speech in a public square. There are pedestrians walking by. They're busy. They're walking by, maybe glancing at this woman. And, you know, this woman named Wisdom, her kind offer is kind of drowned out by the noises of the city and, you know, people's just self-reliance, focus on their self, right? Just imagine that. And so let's go to Proverbs 1, starting in verse 20. And it says, out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech.
How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. They will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. I don't know about you guys, but reading that, you know, it gets pretty serious and scary real quick. You know, starting off with questioning if I'm simple, I'm a mocker, or a fool, or even all three. And I think even that part that we just read where it says that we will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes, it gets scary pretty quick. You know, but through the years, whenever I find myself feeling one way from reading the scripture or just addressing how I feel overall, I like to challenge myself to find and view the polar opposite of that emotion. And as much as I get scared from reading the scripture, I also find myself getting extremely comforted and secure. And, you know, I honestly think this is why God decides to characterize wisdom as a person and as a woman, to better turn this concept of wisdom into something that we can all better understand and just know all of her intentions. You know, that wisdom sees way past what I see and is passionate at protecting us from any possible disaster or calamity. She makes herself accessible to all of us, ready to pour herself to us, to show us her teaching and to stretch herself towards us. You know, and that gives me so much comfort to know that that is the overall goal and intention of wisdom, you know, to see the success in my spiritual and overall well-being, that any wisdom poured over to me and stretched out to me all has the intention for me to live, as it says in the scripture, in safety, to be at ease, and to be without fear of harm. You know, and that is wisdom. You know, wisdom calls out to us, but we get to decide what we do with it. You know, and so now we're going to kind of look at why is wisdom so important to God, and all the more why it should be important to us.
Awesome. No, that was well said, Julia. Thanks. And, you know, this second question of why we should grow in wisdom, we can keep reading in the Proverbs, but I think it's worth noting that there are three books in the Bible dedicated to wisdom. That means it's so important to God. These books on wisdom, Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes, this just shows that God is serious about wisdom. He wants us to have wisdom. And I want to read a scripture in Proverbs 3. If you guys want to turn there. I don't have slides for these, by the way. But Proverbs 3. Starting in verse 13, it says, blessed are those who find wisdom. And the scripture personifies wisdom as a woman again. But it says, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. And then skipping down to verse 19, it says, by wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. We'll stop there. But this is powerful, right? Why should we grow in wisdom? It's because wisdom is powerful. It's more valuable than anything else we could be pursuing. Wisdom is literally what God used to lay the earth's foundations. Just think about that for a second. It's amazing that we are able to tap in to this kind of power, right? That we have the opportunity, that wisdom is even calling out to us. But one thing that keeps us from pursuing wisdom is our own pride, our reliance on our own understanding. And it's important to keep that humble mindset because no matter how wise you are, there's always something to learn. There's always more wisdom to be gained. But once you humbly pursue God's wisdom, your life is going to change. You're going to make better decisions. You're going to have discretion. And I want to read another scripture that talks about that. More reasons why we should pursue wisdom. But let's go to Proverbs chapter 2. We're going to stay in Proverbs today. Proverbs chapter 2. Starting in verse 9, it says, then you will understand what is right and just and fair. Every good path. That's what happens when you pursue wisdom. Verse 10 says, for wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Verse 11 says, discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. We'll stop there. I'm going to hand it over to Julia.
So, I don't know about you, but for me, I feel like at times understanding why we need to grow in certain things, and especially with this topic of seeking wisdom, can be hard when you don't exactly know where you're going to end up or where it will take you. Like we said, wisdom is not law, it's not prophecy or a promise. But coming from a perspective or an age now where I can see where my past choices have led me, where seeking wisdom from the scriptures and from others have brought me, I get really grateful. And one of the biggest testimonies of that, surprise, surprise, is my relationship with Caleb and where it's progressed to now. And honestly, without the countless scriptures or times where Caleb and I have sought after wisdom from others together or individually, or the times where we've gone after wisdom, when things weren't considerably hard, to try to further build the foundation of a relationship, or even in moments where we needed it to get through specific situations, and to overall just learn how to navigate through this relationship individually and together. We could not do it just by ourselves. None of that, without all the wisdom or the scriptures of others, like we said, there would be no Julep. There's a reason why they say it takes a village, and I don't know if the Brents, coming to you in 2023 would be happening this year. He would for sure be off to Korea right now without the humble wisdom and advice that the scriptures lead us to, and just the advice that other people can give. And I challenge you guys to think of moments like that. Where have your choices, and like you seeking after wisdom, where has that led you? Because a lot of the times it will lead you somewhere where you really become grateful of, I'm glad Caleb's here. Caleb's still in New York and not in Korea. But I challenge you guys to truly think of, how your experience with seeking wisdom currently has taken you and where that has taken you. But I'm gonna pass it back to Caleb to talk about how we can grow in wisdom.
Wow, amen. You guys see, from what Julie was saying, I really need advice. Amen. And so for this third question, how can we grow in wisdom? This is a great question, right? Because how can a foolish guy like me make a great decision to stay? You know what I mean? And it all starts with having the right heart. And so I want to turn to Proverbs chapter 9, starting verse 10. Proverbs 9, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." I'll stop there. I don't even need to read the rest. But it says how wisdom begins. And that's the fear of the Lord. It all starts with wanting to please God, right? Because God even created the universe using wisdom, right? And so wisdom starts by following God, by having fear, for God, right? And wanting to follow His word. And so we need to always have that heart, right? Because our heart can easily go to, okay, I want to please myself. I want to please, other people. I want to look good, right? But having that heart, you won't want to grow in wisdom, right? You'll be too focused on your own understanding. So the first thing you need to do to grow in wisdom is to really have that right heart to want to please God. And the second thing we really need to do to grow in wisdom is to grow in knowledge, right? Wisdom is the application of knowledge. And so if you have no knowledge to apply, then you won't have wisdom, right? And we can get a lot of knowledge from the scriptures, right? Wisdom comes from God. So the better we know His word, the more we'll be able to apply what we've learned, right? Scriptures urge us to ask, right? To get advice, right? To find wisdom. And I'll hand it over to Julia to explain more about, how to grow in your knowledge.
Yeah, so as we mentioned before, the book of Proverbs, as well as the other books that we mentioned, Ecclesiastes and Job, and essentially the rest of the Bible is an accumulation of all the knowledge that we can have on how to live a godly life, right? And it's essentially God's invitation for us to learn from the past generations, the first century church, that have gone through what we're all currently going through. And so the second step is to have that knowledge, right, in God's scriptures. And the third is to apply that knowledge. As we said before, it's not wisdom until we apply that knowledge, right? From there, it's just knowledge. And so how do we apply that? You know, and I think it's important to note that in the scriptures, especially the book of Proverbs, it's not a formula for success. You know, it's not exactly a promise for a successful life, like we've been saying. It's not the law. It's not prophecy. It's not promise. But they're essential to really learning and understanding what the past generations have been able to go through. It's little important seeds of wisdom that we get to learn from. But yeah, I'm going to pass it back to Caleb to talk about specific scriptures and
specific applications. So I love Proverbs because a lot of it is very straightforward, right? You have these sayings, and I love this one in particular because it shows us how to apply wisdom. And so Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. You guys want to turn there, Proverbs 4, 7. It says this. It says, the beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. I kid you not. That's what it says. Turn there. Beginning of wisdom is this. Just do it, right? Get wisdom. And whatever you get insight. That's what it says. And so that should be our heart, to just go out and get wisdom. Apply your knowledge, right? Go out and do it. Live like Jesus did, right? Apply what you've been reading. And no, a lot of other scriptures talk about this, about just doing what the scriptures say. But it's the same with wisdom. We can't have wisdom, like Julie was saying, without applying what you've learned, right? And part of getting wisdom comes from prayer. Right? In James 1, verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Right? So prayer is one way to seek wisdom in different situations in your life. Right? Another way to seek wisdom and to go out and do it, right, is getting advice. So many scriptures on getting advice in the Bible. I'll just read a couple here. Proverbs 12, verse 15. Proverbs 12, verse 15 says, the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. Mm-hmm. And then in Proverbs 19, verse 20, it says, listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you will be counted among the wise. And so it's super important. There are many other scriptures on advice that I could share with you, but I just want to hand it over to Julia to share some personal experiences.
Yeah. So just to quickly talk about some of my experiences with either people coming to me for advice or me going for advice without going super long before we go into our activity. I think as campus students, one of the biggest things that we all go through every semester is making our schedules. Whether it's fighting for the registration deadline to be able to make all the classes before they get all full, or making sure that our schedules are in tip-top shape, ready to be able to go through classes, life, jobs, anything that you may have. I think that's something that we all have currently probably been a little bit anxious of. And even now that registration has kind of started for the fall semester, I know some of you guys have probably been a little anxious trying to figure out what classes to take, which classes to apply for in case that class that you want isn't available because of the high favor for it. But I just want to really encourage Sonia for what she did last semester. She's a STEM major. Let's go STEM girlies. And she needed to take a class that conflicted with our Friday Devo schedule. So that meant really being able to miss Friday Devos every single Friday for the entire fall semester. And I love it because, you know, in talking about it, Sonia just came in with a humble heart, being able to just kind of talk and kind of say the situation of, hey, Julia, this is what it's looking like. this is the only available time like this class is and I have to take it. But like, how do I move forward? And I think even showing into her heart, you know, why she decided to get advice in that way. And even just asking for thoughts and okay, like, even though I'm missing this main aspect, main meeting of the body each week, how do I stay connected to the rest of the body? How do I maintain my relationships? How do I contribute to our Bible talks, to being on campus despite that? And I think that's a main way that we can all grab advice, right? Being able to ask about our daily lives and how it affects our relationship with God. And I think for me personally, transitioning to another example, a huge aspect of my life that I did not want to get open or seek input on at first was my family. As someone who was staying home for college and learning how to be an adult, I needed all the wisdom I could get, you know, learning how to be in my house but also being an adult and being in college is hard. You know, how do I effectively place all these boundaries for myself as a growing adult while still being able to respect my parents? How do I manage my schedule as a college student with all my classes, a job, the entire campus ministry life, and balance all my chores with it? You know, how do I love my family when they're getting on my nerves? Or ultimately, how do I really honor God while still living in my childhood home and still battling through what it could look like to live at home while adulting? And it took me to really know that I wasn't alone and I wasn't the only one in this situation to learn the importance of what it took to really get all the wisdom and advice from the scriptures and from other people who have gone through it. But that's just one example of how it took for me to be able to get wisdom and get insight. So I'm going to pass it over to Caleb to finish us off.
Right. No, like I was mentioning before, what really hinders us from pursuing wisdom is our own pride. And it can also hinder us from wanting to get advice. It causes us to lean on our own understanding instead of relying on God and his wisdom. And for a long time, it was hindering my own maturity, spiritually, financially, academically. Me and my pride with not wanting to get advice, it really hindered a lot. And I loved keeping everything to myself, being independent, not asking for advice. And it was honestly the reason I made a lot of unwise decisions. And I can talk about a time I was very unwise with my finances. And I was spending a lot of money on my credit card. I had no way to pay it. Right, my credit card score was very low. It was in the 500s. I don't know if you know anything about credit. It was in the 500s. I didn't have a job at the time. I was living off of student loans. Like, I was just in a terrible situation, but I was telling nobody about it. And I wasn't getting advice. I wasn't asking for input about how to turn things around. And until I did, I was just crumbling, you know, like I was trying to juggle all these things I didn't know how to juggle. You know, and so I will say this, the power of advice, so huge. Right? I went from someone who was struggling just to pay rent and to pay off credit card bills and had a 500 credit score to someone who has a budget, has a 771 credit score, gets a bunch of points on their card and like uses it to pay other things, uses like financial hacks and things like that. This all comes from getting advice. Right. This is spiritual. Getting advice can help you in other aspects of your life. And I don't know if you can relate with me and want to get financial advice after this. Right. But it doesn't just have to be financial. It could be about dating. Right. I mentioned that I wouldn't be dating Julia without advice. That's very true. I needed a lot of advice.
Yep.
Right. It could be even, wow. It could be even, it could be even your walk with God, right? Like ask someone what they think you need to grow in. Right? That's another aspect of advice that could be powerful, right? And, you know, but are you going after advice? Right? Are you personally going after advice And is it just the bigger things in life, or is it the small things too? Because those are important. Those small things add up. Right? Those small financial decisions I made without getting advice added up to me being in more and more debt. Right. And so this advice about the small things can really make a huge impact. Right. But also, who are you getting advice from? Are you getting dating advice from a single person? Because you should get advice from people who have wisdom in that area, if that makes sense. And so don't just get advice from random friends, right? Get advice from people you know have gone through what you need advice about, who have wisdom in that area. But as we close out here, I just wanted to encourage you guys that wisdom is calling out for you. She wants you to pursue her, pursue wisdom. Right? And so I want to encourage you all to grow in your knowledge so that you can apply that knowledge and really go after wisdom, go after advice. And so for this last little interactive game we have going on, we're going to do some wisdom trivia. We're going to test your wisdom. So I'm going to go to the next slide. We're going to do some wisdom trivia to end out today. And if we have time, we can do some Q&A. But we only have four questions, so we'll see. But what we're going to do is I'm going to have you guys guess which one of these things is not a proverb.
You can't look cheat. It up.
Don't look it up.
Don't look it up.
Don't go to your Bible app and type stuff in. But please just look at this and see which one is not a proverb. And I can read these off. The first one says, don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice. That's the first one. Second one says, a bowl of vegetables with someone you love is better than steak with someone you hate. Mm. All right.
Oh, I like my steak.
And then number three says, lying lips are for the weak, but where there's truth, there is wisdom. All right. I want to see the guesses in the chat. And for the birthday party, you can unmute if you want. I want to hear some of you guys yelling out some numbers. But let's see. Let's see the chat.
All right. Everyone thinks the vegetables.
Everyone's saying two.
Vegetable. I don't know if I've ever heard of vegetables in the Bible, actually.
Two looks obvious. So three. Manuel.
Mark and Hannah, number three. Okay, we got some people saying three.
Pick number three, my lord. Rob says three. Okay. Rob took a little longer. I think he was looking in the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's tough. All right, we'll give it 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the answer is three. That comes from Caleb chapter 3, verse 5. And it says, lying lips are for the weak, but where there's truth, there is wisdom. Wow.
Look at that.
The vegetable one is actually in the Bible.
Rob got it right. He will still be our
vegetable one. Look it up. It's in the Bible. But wow. All right. Let's continue. We got three more of these. All right. Let's see if you guys get the next one. A lot of you guys got
that
it wrong.
That was easy, by the way. That was our easy question.
Oh, wow. All right. Next one.
Oh.
All right. All right. So this is a new batch. You need to choose what is not the Proverbs. Number one says, like an ungrateful person feeds their bread to the crows, a foolish man throws away advice. Ooh. Number two says, even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouths shut, they seem intelligent. Oh, that's a roast. Oh my gosh. Number three says, a fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. All right, guess which one is not a proverb.
Okay, we got some guesses for the first one. We're all following after Rob, I see. Smart.
Nice. Brian says two. Shay says two.
Got some guesses for number two.
Okay. No number threes.
Everyone thinks number three is a proverb, huh?
Manuela says, She knows for sure two is a proverb. Okay. She's wise. Okay, okay.
She's getting that wisdom.
Brittany says number 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. Nice. All right, we'll give it 10 seconds.
All right, Shay thinks this is an easier question.
8, 7.
Is it easier for one compared to
He says it's light work.
Okay, we'll see.
He says it's light work. We'll see. Shay. 3, 2, 1. And the answer is 1.
Woo!
That comes from Julia chapter 1, verse 23. That is not in the Bible. But it's
okay.
You know, it could throw you off a little bit.
There's some wisdom. It's not from.
Thanks, Rob. We came up with those ourselves. All right, next one. We have two more left. This is the second to last one. Which one is not a proverb? Number one, as a door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in their bed. Number two, a lazy person misses great opportunity, but a diligent person reaps reward. Number three, lazy people take food in their hand and don't even lift it up to their mouth. Mm. Sheesh.
I think it's called diligent, Bob. So I
but which too. One? Which one do you think is not a proverb? She said the voice. There's no voice translations on here. This is all NLT.
Yep.
I tried to throw you guys off.
Daniel did that on purpose.
I know you all read NIV. That's why this is so difficult. All right, we got some ones, some twos. We got some the voices.
Two, okay.
The two.
Number one.
All right, we'll give it 10 more seconds.
10 more seconds.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was funny.
The answer is 2.
Because he spelled diligent wrong. That's how I could tell.
Wow. You know what? I came up with this one. It sounds like a proverb. But 2 comes from Caleb chapter 7, verse 4. I wrote that today. So not in the Bible. All right. So for our last question, we'll be doing the same thing. Which one is not a proverb? Number one says, a beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout.
Ooh. I don't
oh
even
my
know
gosh.
I understand that.
2, a lazy fool avoids work like a bird avoids a scarecrow. Number 3, interfering in someone else's argument is as foolish as yanking a dog's ears. All right, so which one? It's not a proverb. You got some twos, some threes. Y'all messed up with this one because you put the verses. Hey, I could have done that to throw you off. You confident in that, Chelsea? Number 3.
Wow, everyone's believing.
We got 2, 2, 2, 2, 2.
Beautiful
two.
Woman.
One. We got 1.
Okay, okay.
Like how you spelled diligent wrong. Chelsea says she's confident. Okay.
Okay.
She thinks she's wise. We'll see if she's actually wise. We'll see. We'll see. She's confident. Any other guesses? 2. Only wise if you live by them. You're right, Rob. Okay.
It's the application.
If you apply them. Totally right. All right, we'll give it 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is 2. Chelsea was right. Chelsea is wise and knowledgeable. All right, but that comes from Caleb chapter 13, verse 5. A lazy fool avoids work like a bird avoids a scarecrow. All right, but that's it for the trivia. hope you guys enjoyed this and the lesson. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Hey man, let's give it up for Caleb and Julia. This was awesome. Love the trivia too. Let me just stop the recording here.